Well, that sounds like and another way of meeting more people, too.
And I'm not meeting people, yeah. So I just need to get my stuff together and organize my time.
Well, I sent you the email and the CD. And
yeah, let me get the CD. Those are good to pass around. Actually, it's really nice and quick. So.
Yeah, I think it's very simple. And what we're talking about, guys, is the Freedom 2015 CD that...
Rick Murphy.
That has the testimonies on it. Rick on it at the beginning, testimonies and it wraps
up. Oh, the testimony in the back? Oh, okay, I better go on to the second one because it's just got the Rick Murphy and then it's finished.
Oh, no, better not have finished. No, the whole thing in the middle is testimonies and they're good.
Let me put it in again because I thought it was just a 10-minute with Rick Murphy and that was...
No. Because that way you're covering absolutely everybody. There's nobody that can listen to that CD without realizing they know somebody that needs to know something from one of those people. There's 17 testimonies on there.
Has arrived.
There's a wrap-up on the business of 10 minutes with Jeff Van Blarkum that is I think is really good. It's bringing it to the current day and talking about, you know, where he started and it's just extremely good. So, yeah, finish it out and then tell me what you think.
Okay, yeah, because I have the 10 minutes, which is like, you know, which is like the big picture call, how he does this, you know, with this. And I said, well, this is what we've been using. But, yeah, I saw the length of stuff you sent me on the email, and I said, what? All this content? Where is all this content? So maybe I haven't gone further beyond the 10 minutes, but also...
Well, I checked all of them that I've run to make
sure they're
all there, so double-check it. But not.
Yeah, I'll definitely double-check it, and then
let all of us know what you think of it, because that way we get a fresher idea of somebody that's not been real active just lately.
I have an opportunity to listen to audio stuff for half an hour each way with no distraction.
Okay.
I got to join it. That's the reason I went back to work, and it's like I didn't have all this housework I have to deal with all the time. I don't know, it just comes on my mind when you're home. It's just like, I'm just more, yeah, I have no time actually, sort of, not time, but to myself here when I'm working than I am at home, so.
That's exactly the way I felt when I was working, because it causes you to structure differently, for one thing, and you've got to fit it in, and it's amazing how much more you can get fit in.
I told my work. I mean, as long as it's not interfering with my kids' life and my husband's job, I can keep working. But as soon as it's going to start interfering and if they're not flexible with my routine, because they have to be flexible with me too, then, well, it's not worth it for me just to be well, you know. It's been pretty good. I mean, as long as they've been flexible and, you know, my time and kids and they come first. They're my full-time job, really, to start anything else. But, yeah, no, they've been pretty flexible and stuff, so I'm going to have some time for myself each day, so which is nice. So even I missed that for 4 years, my goodness. But you do run out of my food at home, and you don't have time for yourself.
Yeah. I think we all find that happens. It just squeezes in. We've got a few other people join us here. Let's find out who's here. I know there was a couple of guys joined.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I thought I punched the number before I started driving out my garage, so I was scared I could do it Monday.
You're on your way now?
On my way to work, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know whether you were walking or whether you were...
It's about 5 hours to drive. I think I'm driving, and normally that's pretty good. Is that too noisy?
no, most of the time it's coming through pretty clear. I mean, your voice is coming through clear. Once in a while I hear a muffle in the background.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I put it on driving mode, and this phone has a driving mode to kind of block out stuff. Well, yeah, I think if I can do this time, the better, because I don't do a traffic, and there's...
How are you adjusting your food for being...
I stop my lunch. No, I just stop my own food all the time. So, I mean, if I'm at their house, because most of the time I'm at school with the kids.
Mary Lou.
Has arrived.
Yeah, and then, sometimes I just do my oatmeal food in the... You know, there's a nice little hot container. You can get a really tiny one. I throw it in there, shut the lid up, pack my, yogurt and stuff, and then I just have a bit of granola, go in there, and then while the kids is just in the back, we're having a little floor time, I just take my food out and eat. So I'm grazing all day long, because I'm shrunk to like 106. I thought the scale was broken, and I measure again at the doctor, and obviously it was, and so I try and get up there a little bit more. So I went up to 110, went down again to 106.8, so I'm trying. I'm not trying to lose weight by any means or anything like that. It's just like, I guess, you know, I'm just trying to get up there again. But yeah, I'm eating fine, and I guess, you know, you have to prepare ahead of time, likewise. So.
I bet everybody just loves hearing her say she has to get up to 110, huh?
I know, so that's why I'm thinking. I thought it's fair. I mean, I had this nurse drop the chair into where the kids had jumped off there, and I was like, oh, my sister, and no, you can't be. I'm like 4 pounds lighter than I am here. So then we went to the doctor. I had an appointment with this. Gynecologist, and I weighed myself exactly the same way. So, okay, I need to get it up there a little. I know, I talk and people are like, you're nuts. But, yeah, you know, I feel good.
Here's one for you that came out when we went back to,
has arrived.
When we were back in Parkview, or at Parkview in Maine, than it did from McDougal. He talked about it, but he did not emphasize it nearly as much. And that is, because I heard you say the word, you kind of graze, more frequently during the day.
And I get hungry all the time. I get hungry. I mean, I eat a lot. You can see the amount of food I eat throughout the day and how much food I pack. It's 3 times the amount of my kids. Yeah, I still get hungry. I mean, I grade. Yes, I do grade every 2 hours when I feel a bit hungry. I will eat. I won't let myself think because my sugars remain pretty low most of the time. It doesn't get up there.
Let me challenge you to look and see what you find on this. Because back at Parkview, after working with two internists, and Nancy, if she's on, can back me up with this too, they made it very clear that we should not be eating every 2 hours. And that is something that will change. Our blood sugar level after about 4 days will level out and not show the dips. At first, it will reflect the fact that nothing is going in, especially if we haven't eaten enough. And the reason is that every time you put food into your body, your digestion stops on what is going on with the food that is there, and it cannot be run all the way through your stomach in 2 hours. It takes about 4.5 to 5 hours for it to be processed through your stomach. So what happens is that food that's in there will turn acidic. Because it's breaking down. And so when they run the test, they found that people that ate every 2 to 3 hours had food left in there over 13, 14 hours. And if they ate only after 4.5 to 5 hours...
If I eat, let's see, breakfast at 7:30, it eats for like 11 or 12.
Well, that's... Yeah, you're fine then. But see, if you did every couple of hours, it's not giving it time to get through the system.
I just because my body's been like this since I had a Jada. I mean, been eating like 7 years.
It can take it to another level. Because it's processing. I would like to see what you find on paper, because you're good at searching things out. I found a couple of studies in print that back that.
Right, for the 4 hours.
No more frequent than every 4.5 hours. They said, actually, if people were losing weight, they would recommend that they work on twice a day, eating two well-balanced meals. And, of course, the morning is the heaviest. Should be the most thought through, or I guess.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah. I always make my mornings my heaviest. Obviously, a lot.
And then lunch, like a breakfast, like a king. Lunch,
like a prince. Yeah.
And then dinner, like a pauper. So anyway, my reason for even bringing it up with you, other than just to say something that we had learned, was to see if you could find another source for maybe...
I'll look it up, and then I'm going to start getting my body around that way, see how I feel. But it's just my body gets so famished that my digestion system just, like, totally empty. I don't feel like anything have in my stomach after 2 hours at all. It's like total emptiness.
Well, when you eat a smaller amount more frequently, and I find that now if I can't get to the food that I want and I have, you know, a snack.
I have to have something, otherwise I get so famished. I mean, I have my apple there and I have my, you know.
And if you're going to do something, the fruit is very good. That's a very good time to take it anyway. Anyone else that's been on the phone had any comments on that when they've changed what they've seen happen?
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Is that way?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're not hypoglycemic, correct?
No, never have. I mean, when the measure is not low enough to eat. I mean, even though when I had my non-fasting sugar the other day, just like, which is non-fasting, it's still in its 90.
Okay. How much fluid are you drinking, Way?
How much fluid am I drinking?
Either.
About a good 2 liters.
Because sometimes, that's not enough. Sometimes when we think we're hungry, we're really thirsty, so at those times it might be beneficial to drink a glass or two of water.
Even I drink water, I feel famished. It's just
it could be that at your meals you're not eating enough food. Are you trying to reduce your weight?
No, I'm not trying to reduce my weight. I'm not have to gain weight. I just have time to eat more on a thing. I can go up and down. I know my system inside out. I mean, give me about 2 weeks, I can get up to about 110 if I wanted to. So, you know, I know people look at me like, I can go up and down I know food pretty well enough to know the inside out what I need to stick with more to gain weight. So
the fact that you're hungry is a good signal because your body is telling you that you need food. And before we eat, we should have that feeling. I mean, that's a normal
I just don't eat when I'm just like, you know, still full.
One of his first question was, you know, there were people in the class that were hypoglycemic, and he says, well, that's actually will be taken care of once you get your body used to not eating so frequently. Your blood sugar will balance out. And, of course, Nancy was just going to follow up with, I know, what they told us is water is your choice of snack.
Right.
And it would be nothing in between the meals.
And it could be that at your meals, you're not eating enough calories.
No, I'm not eating enough calories. I don't really have time to sit down and eat enough calories.
And no wonder you're hungry.
No. And breakfast, I'm good enough for 2 hours afterwards. So I'm readjusting. But, yeah, I've just got to, like, you know, scheduling that I'm going to have enough time to eat and then do the 4 hour things and how I go with that.
I'm enjoying the fact that I am, for the first time, feeling like I don't need to eat later in the evening because
there's days that I don't even eat anything and I'm okay with that later. I mean, like, you know, I think maybe 4 or 5 came home and I'm okay with totally not eating anything till nighttime. I don't feel that you know, sometimes you feel like to eat, but no, I am okay with that too.
And is it a real physical hunger that you are feeling? On something I watched this morning, they said there are three hungers, one in your head, one in your heart, and one in your abdomen.
One in the heart. I haven't heard that one there.
Are you eating for emotional reasons? Or?
Oh, no, no, no. I don't, yeah, no, I'm not the emotional eater.
Okay. But the only reason, the very only reason we should ever be eating, and of course most of us on this call are outside that perimeter, is for abdominal hunger.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Abdominal hunger.
Something also I heard a while ago on TV was that the healthiest thing to do to extend your lifestyle and to de-age you is calorie restriction.
Calorie restriction, yep, that I have known. I mean, the yogis are saying towards the, they don't, I mean, towards the end of the higher the spiritual, that the less food they require.
Yeah.
The more, yeah, they, your physical body doesn't require a lot of calories, so.
Oh, it sounds like with you, you're not getting enough calories at your meals.
And yeah, I'm not getting enough calories. I am aware of that.
That's why you're spreading it out.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And obviously it's your choice whether you're going to continue to do that or try to stretch it out with more calories each time.
Yeah, I'm probably condensing it with more calories. I mean, there's time in the day that I can sit down and eat, but then give up out after a certain time. So.
And also the foods that stay with you. In other words, the fruit, of course, is going to be processed faster.
And most of the food of choice that I eat is easily digested. There's nothing but the oil and fat and all kind of stuff that will sit there, you know, forever. So, I mean,
well, I know when I was with you, I saw what you fed your children and I saw what you ate, and it definitely was not the American diet.
And it's not going to hang around. I mean, it's not going to hang around in your digestion that long. It's just like, boop, you know, it's just so easily digested. So.
But that doesn't give your digestive system a chance to rest either.
I have plenty of, carbs, the kind of whole grain stuff, and mostly that I have in the morning, so. But yeah, no, if I just reorg my meals and not have to be full more, so.
Well, I've got a little, anybody else have a comment or want to say hi?
This is Jeannie Shar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Wei. Nice hearing from you.
Oh, no, I said my episode is, okay, I'll die before I get in the car, because you have to try the comfort code thing in.
Yeah.
I love to look through the paper when it comes on Tuesday and see what they've got. And then I was with a friend yesterday that's got a different edition than what I did, and she gets another column. It's either, it's, I don't think it was People's Pharmacy, it's something else pharmacy. That reflects on, you know, different topics and answers different questions or lets people write in also or email in, whatever it is. But I don't have that one. But anyway, what is in there that they seem to be including, well, some version of vegetarian, I know, because one of the writers of the newspaper, and this is not the right, the one reporter, is vegetarian, has gone vegetarian, so that's making a tremendous difference on what we're seeing in print in the paper on a regular basis, which is fun. But anyway, what they highlighted for one of the recipes that's of interest was of interest to me was the gluten free, and it's of course taking Bob's Red Mill brand of certified gluten free oatmeal for making granola. And it's also pointing out a spot that I don't drive through here in the Portland area that has another source for gluten-free pastas. And they have, actually they've got a website if anybody wants it. It's port, P-O-R-T, citypasta.com. And I don't know how much shipping they do, or I haven't looked at it at all, but I'm just going to read you the ingredients on that. Harvest granola, and you know, we can take it apart a little bit, but you know, when I first look at recipes, I always have some thought as to what the ingredients are and how I can
pop it up, right?
Pardon?
Oh, is it on the website, did you say?
Yeah. No, that's the, excuse me, that's the pasta. I don't think, I wouldn't use this one instead of what I've been doing, but it's a starting place and maybe, you know, there's reason of a long time.
Well, yeah, whatever I'm doing, I have not had this issue for 6 months, so I'm doing the right thing for my body anyway, because I've been, you know, I have an IUD in there and I've been having a problem with it for 4 years. Very constant, a lot of build-up use. They wanted me to put it on antibiotics. I said, no, let me do my stuff.
What was our problem?
Well, I have an IUD in, and for the past 4 years since I have Irina, I have a lot of regular problem with yeast infection. But, yeah, so they, of course, they want to put it on antibiotics and stuff, but my last exam, there weren't anything there, and it's been free for 6 months, so, which is good, because through diet and stuff, and I'm aware, as soon as I have any sweet or sugary or extra dose along that line, it starts building up, and I'm doing pretty good by my body because I don't have that issue anymore, because that's the biggest thing.
Isn't that a pH problem?
Pardon?
Isn't that a pH problem?
And a pH, yeah, but controlling the food as well. So, but yeah, because then when you have a place for it to grow in there, more likely, because I start increasing, have an issue with that. When I have the IUD in there, too.
Yeah, the acid alkaline level, definitely.
Right, so I'm keeping my body non-acidic, obviously, and, yeah, I haven't had any of those issues, knock on wood, for months and months.
Well, the sugar definitely does that. In fact, you probably haven't picked this up because it wouldn't come down on the regular messages broadcast, and that Roger Drummer has a call every Monday night at 5 o'clock Pacific time that is recorded on his website, Ask Roger Drummer. Isn't that right, Nancy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
AskRogerDrummer.com,
mm-hmm.
I think. Okay. So anyway, last Monday night, he was talking about the sugars in our diet and the forms of sugar and also the two worst, in his opinion, replacements for sugar, which is, the two chemicals, not both sugars, but one's MSG and the second one is aspartame. I know you were the one that led me to the non-MSG mushroom flavoring that was in the Asian market.
I can easily do that too, because there's packet out there, you have to look, there's packet out there. Even though it's a vegetarian replacement for those, and they still have MSG, and you really have to read the packet. And I physically kinesiology at the same time if I'm reading the packet, even though it said no MSG, but I also kinesiology it to double check, you know. But
right.
I can't rely on what they say on the label either, and I feel safe with that.
Well, and I've noticed that some of the conversions from another language to English cause some air factors, because I've looked at some of the things that you know can't possibly be. So I feel a little strong about what you just said as far as kinesiology testing it too. But let me give you the ingredients on this granola. And like I said, I don't think it's, you know, maybe the very best one I've ever seen, because I like a little different variety, but I'll give it to you anyway because it's a starting point. Harvest granola makes about 6 cups, and it calls for 6 cups, uh-huh. It calls for 3 cups of, and these are all, well, they're recorded, they're not all up. If I would do my job and send in a listing to Steve, he would have them up for us. But anyway, which I'm working on getting better on all these.
Fast, I'm on red light.
you're at a red light. Okay, 3 cups of certified gluten-free oatmeal, such as Bob's Red Mill brand is what they say. So 3 cups of gluten-free, especially if you're going that way. I would rather use, we're working on the gluten-free too, taking the gluten out of our diet. 1 cup of coarsely chopped pecans, 1/3 of a cup of unsalted shelled pumpkin seeds, and 1/3 of a cup of vegetable oil, plus more for taking care of the pan. Oiling or spraying that, whatever you're using. 1/3 of a cup of honey, half a teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, half a teaspoon of ginger.
That's good.
Half a cup of, yeah, I haven't used ginger in mine, and that would definitely be a good one. And then a half a cup of dried cranberries and a half a cup of chopped dried apples. So what they're doing is they're using the fruit for the sweetener. They're still adding the honey to help stick it together. And it says, preheat your oven at 325, oil your large-rimmed baking pan, add the oatmeal, pecans, and pumpkin seeds, and toss to combine, and then combine the oil and honey in a measuring cup. It says warm it, and just enough to melt the honey. And they use a microwave, which I choose not to use. And pour the liquid over the granola mixture. I don't use salt in mine. I don't know why we need to add salt, because we get enough of it in our other food. So I don't do that. Combine everything, spread evenly on your pan, bake for 10 minutes, remove the pan, give everything a stir, return, bake another 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes longer. Watch the pecans, they burn easily. I do that for an hour, but I do it, yeah, I think I do it at 325 too. But I found that some of the stuff I leave out that dries out too much and added in a little bit later. So you can adjust it around and do. I add the okara to mine. I have a huge batch when I get through because it keeps well, and especially if you keep it in a cool place or else in the freezer or the refrigerator. You don't have to worry about it going bad. And when I'm making it, I might as well make it for a big amount. They say it will keep for 2 weeks. Well, I usually make them at least enough for a month, sometimes two or going into three, but keep it either in a...
Well, in the back of the fridge is pretty good, where you don't have to open in and out.
Right, right, which is by far the best. And I've got a couple of refrigerators I use strictly for storage, so... Anyway, a place...
That's why I need a storage refrigerator. My husband's like, because I'm eating and there's food in the fridge, is always complaining in the fridge the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the way mine looks, too, so I get the same complaints. But I like to have food ready. I like to have things made up. I'm just going through dabs of dressings that I've had left, maybe 2 to 3 tablespoons, which is plenty for a salad. But why not make a little extra, especially if you know it's one you like? So you don't have to mix everything up fresh every time. It's the same as keeping beans and rice in your refrigerator already cooked so that you can start out. It makes your meal preparation. Mine takes long anyway because I'm doing all the fresh vegetables. And I like to even wash all of those when I bring them home or a good portion of them so they're ready to use, whether it be a salad or whether it be a stir fry or something cooked. It just... really, really cut your prep time down. I've got one other. Did anybody have any questions on that or comments of things that you use? And, of course, you can substitute the nuts. I would tend to use walnuts in mine because I know...
I was going to say that. I just bought a whole bunch of that from the cafe, and I haven't done that yet.
And I also like toasting the raw cashews. Denny's always loved cashews, and we go through with the K factor... That's vitamin K that's in the cashews is really good for our bones, and so that's another reason to use it. So we've got, you know, tons of choices, and you can use a combination of them. I usually have 3 or 4 different kinds of nuts in it. The other way you can also make it, too, is in very slow in the oven, over 8 to 10 hours on a very low heat. I think it's 250 that they taught us back in... Maine.
That's probably better than the 350, 310.25.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. And you don't really have to worry about stirring it either when it's that low. Pardon?
What temperature did you say?
I think it was 250. Yeah, I think it was 250. That was Dr. Howe's recipe that he gave back there when we were there the last time. I don't remember having it the first time I was there.
And you say for 10 hours on that?
I think it's, well, maybe it said 6 to 8 hours. I check.
I think you do it overnight when you sleep, just have it low. It's just a little
bit
hot. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that too. So it's, you know, it's just easy. It's very easy. I'll look it up and then give it on Monday again, because I've got to make a batch. The last amount will be used this morning on our cereal, and that means we are totally out of it. And Denny does not like his cereal without some crunchy oatmeal or granola on top, and so...
Oh, he's like me.
And I did take Dottie's recommendation with mixing the grains together with the for cereal with the quinoa, and the only grain I left out of my mix, he says, oh, so you mix these pieces now? Do you know how you put it together with all you've got in there? And I said, well, yeah, kind of. I just grabbed the grains that were gluten-free. And he says, well, how much of every, do you know how much of everything you used? And I said, no, I just dumped and poured. I've done enough of this. But I said, it's not hard to do because it doesn't have to be exact. But I know I had buckwheat. I had steel-cut oats. I had oat groats also. Just because I had them. And I had millet in the mix. And what else? I didn't pull out my sorghum. I did not pull out. I had something. Oh, rice. I had brown rice in there. And anyway. And then
gumbo or something? Sound like you're making gumbo.
Gumbo. I just... gluten-free grains, and then mixed them all together, and I brought them to a boil. You could start with boiling water or just cold. I just started with cold. Oh, I had the cinnamon in there also, and a lot of cinnamon, a good serving of cinnamon in there. And then
bowl.
Pardon?
I put the cinnamon in each bowl as I'm serving it.
Yeah, well, you can do that too. Denny sometimes forgets, so we add more. I mean, it's still not strong tasting cinnamon. But what I did was I let it simmer for about 10 minutes, 10, 12 minutes, and then I rinsed the quinoa when I put the first pan on to cook, and then I added the quinoa after about 8 to 10 minutes, or maybe it was 12, anyway, somewhere in that range, and let it simmer for another 10 minutes. And then turn the heat off, because my stove is not hold the heat. The pan will hold the heat, but the burner's not hot underneath.
Because put the lid on. That should be good. And then you can turn it back on very low, and then that's how I cook the brown rice.
Well, I just let it go overnight, so it's completely cooked and still very crunchy. And then when you add your fresh fruit and your granola, we do a big bowl of that, and he still will prefer that over anything else for the majority of the days of the week. And of course, the flavor was different with the quinoa in there. It was lighter in one sense, but still very crunchy. And the quinoa cooks up a little faster, and it's such a good grain. So just another idea, you guys, to be able to try something that's more gluten-free. And in the article with the granola, they're also talking about the cross-pollination and so on that we want to get away from. And talking about cross-pollination, I had the weirdest, and I know crops were not good in this area, especially in other parts of the country also, but I had the weirdest corn I have ever seen in my life. And yes, we were late in planting it, but the ears were deformed. It was just extremely strange.
Wow.
Never seen anything like it. And I'm thinking, you know, what is happening to our seeds? I know that they're getting messed up tremendously. I did some heritage seeds. Not everything was heritage seeds. Did not get the kind of crops it was the worst crops I've ever had in the garden. As far as maturing, I got one eggplant off of three plants, which has never happened to me before. Tomatoes, I didn't get anything off of about 18 plants. 2 to 3 tomatoes is all I got total.
Where are you? Talk to you, man. Bye.
Is somebody eating the lambs?
Hoy.
Has left the conference.
I'm sorry, was
someone eating your plants?
No, I did not have kale. Got good kale. I've got some late green beans. And they're just coming on in the garden now. Now I know, and I planted some of the stuff much earlier than other stuff, and some of the crops I planted twice. Lettuce did great. Lettuce, spinach, and to take a really short period of time, beets did good. So I mean, I did get some, but we had a huge garden planted for the amount of stuff that we got out of it. Onions are still good. I guess I got more than I thought I did, but the corn was just so unbelievably strange. And the squash, too. The squash, you know, the thing, everybody gets a ton of zucchini. Well, I did not have a ton of zucchini. In fact, the plants are already gone, and usually, or as late as they were planted, they'd still be very prolific. But anyway, raspberries did great. We're still eating fresh raspberries, and we'll probably have them if we don't get a freeze. We'll have them possibly clear into November, middle of November. So I do have one other recipe. I'll give you a chance to ask questions or comments.
Sure. This is Mary Lou. May I ask you something? I think I got everything copied down, and that sounds good, but it was 1 cup of what kind of pumpkin seed? Were they unsalted, or what'd you say?
Yeah, unsalted.
I felt like that must be what it was. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the soup recipe for Monday, guys, because I just checked the time, too. So anybody else have? And, you know, again, you can use any kind of nuts. They're using a cup of pecans, again, and a third of a cup of pumpkin seeds. And to me, it doesn't matter. It's what you have that's available. You can even use other flakes in there. I mean, you could use wheat flakes if you wanted in there also. Or you could use rice flakes. There's no reason that you couldn't. There's other rolled cereals other than just oats.
Have you tried different sweetener, like instead of honey?
Brown rice syrup
or any of those?
Yes, I've used the brown. I like the brown rice syrup because I like, it's not quite as sweet. I don't use very much. And that's where my Okara helps to stick it together.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Instead of the sweetener, and I get a lot more out of it by putting that in. And all that is you know, your ground up, well, it's your ground up, whatever you're making your milk out of, but it does put soy in there, and so it would give a higher protein content, which is how I'm using part soy, rice, and cashews. And I love the flavor of it. So I like the, and I've talked a lot about the Okara before, so I don't need to really go into that. But I like the way it comes out. It's a little chunkier, easier to achieve that. And it's a way of using a product that's really, really good, has a lot of nutritional value, as well as making it into patties and, you know, other things. So
how much Okara would you put in there?
I usually start with about 5. In this recipe, I use about 12 cups of oatmeal. And I'm going to look for some other flakes to put in just to experience it a little bit more. I've done it in the past, but not, it's been a long, long time. But anyway, I usually start out with about 12 to 16 cups of oatmeal. I keep adding it to get the amount of moisture.
Okay.
When I start with 12 cups of oatmeal, I have about 5 cups of Okara.
Okay.
Somewhere between 5 and 6. Sometimes I'm a little bit short, but it's equivalent to 5 batches of milk that I've made, which doesn't take long to add those up in the freezer, and I always freeze them because I've thrown too many of them out because they've sat in the back of the refrigerator and then they go bad, but
okay.
Anyway, guys, we're up to the wire here. Keep Vance and his family in your prayers as they travel today to Ethiopia. I don't even know exactly what their schedule is, but I know this is their departure day, and they're very excited about it. You can check Stacy's Facebook and see her goofy blogs that she's put in or comments, and I know she'll be keeping up with that. And as soon as she can post a picture, it'll be posted on there. which I'm very anxious to see the latest one because I've still got the original baby ones that were at her 7-month marker, or actually maybe just even a little bit before that. But this is their first trip over. They're taking the girls on this one instead of the second one because they still haven't got the second date specified, and this one was logged a little further in advance to give them a better chance at getting, you know, better rates on travel and all. And also getting up into the holiday season closer, especially over Thanksgiving, if that turns out to be their date. When I talked to him on Tuesday night, they had not received a date yet. And I don't know when they're going to, whether it'll be, obviously, if they haven't gotten it by now, it'll be when they get back, but he assured me there'd be a picture up. So we are very excited.
Yeah.
I think Stacy's about out of her mind. It seems to build, and I guess that's maturity and having other children that are adding to that excitement and all. So last minute comments?
See, Mary Lou and Larry are going to do Vance's call in the morning.
Right.
And they're going to reveal something.
Thank you for the reminder. Yes,
yeah.
They asked. And I am going to be extremely excited to hear that with the new product. So I'm biting at the bit. I might have to call her early since she said we could be on with her.
And
just get the lowdown on it because I know. And then also don't forget tomorrow night at 6, 7, what was it? Oh, I have it in my other notebook. They will be broadcasting from Cancun on a webinar live so that everybody can get in on what's happening in Cancun. So I think
they switched it. They sent out an email last night.
They did? What
Sunday.
Time is it?
They switched it to Sunday.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, because the rain and things, they've done some rearranging about things.
Okay,
like
so what time was it?
They didn't have a time.
Oh, they didn't. Okay,
so, I have to
so
watch.
We need to watch for that.
Yeah, it'll come from our Nikan Living Well, whatever the name is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you've got somebody that's not on the Internet or for some reason isn't getting them, make sure that you touch bases with them to let you know. And actually, we should be doing a lot of talking about it to get people on because they don't always catch it on their emails.
Mm-hmm.
Overlook or forget, easy not to have an alarm set to tune in at the last minute and all of a sudden pass the time. That will make a difference in our volumes this month, guys, too, as a reminder, because I know the excitement is definitely there. So anyway, have an absolutely super day and weekend, and we'll be back on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you for your input, all of you.
Thanks.